The fight went really well, just as I expected, to be honest. He's a really rough and tough fighter, a very talented fighter. I knew it was not going to be an easy night, and he showed that really, but come through victorious. That was good.
Right, we should mention his name. His name is Martin Pelagi, and 10 rounds you went through.
That's right, 10 rounds. Yes, yeah, 10 hard rounds. It was good. It was enjoyable. I kept calm, kept strong. Yes, enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
Do you know when you get the time out and you've got your team around you, what kind of stuff do they sort of say to you?
I keep it simple and keep calm. To be honest, I had a quite a nasty cut from the first round, and they sort of go away from the cut. They don't pretend there's not even a cut there. They, keep you calm, and they only say a couple of things throughout every round. Two simple things to, keep the corner very calm and collective, and you've just got two things to work on. If you say any more than that, then you'll forget probably all of them. So two things at the most.
How important is a crowd?
Brilliant. The crowd was fantastic. Yeah, a lot of Crawley, Redhill sort of people all there from my side. It was fantastic to have them all behind me.
Right, and when you're actually in the ring and you're boxing, and it's not something I've ever done, but when you're actually fighting, do you know there's a moment when you know you've won it, if that makes sense? Can you sense that from the other boxer?
Yeah, I think you can. Yes, you can. I mean, obviously, his body language changes, which sometimes they get desperate, or sometimes you just know you've got them to a point where you're in control. I believe that started happening after about the fourth, fifth round. I started to just take over as such, and he was forced to fight my fight instead of his. So yeah, it's tactics. Boxing's more about you using your brain than most people think, actually.
Amazing. So you're now the WBA Intercontinental Featherweight Champion.
Yep, that's right.
You've got to get that on a business card. Good luck.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
So what's the next stage? Because this is fantastic. Here we are speaking to you the morning after the night before. Are you looking at the next fight now?
Sort of. I mean, I've got a cut, so I'm not allowed to box now for at least 8 weeks. So there's no sort of talking about it too much, and probably until then. But this got me in the top 10 or top 15 in the world now. So I'm right up there with the best of the best. So now it's a point of what they can get me and where they can work. So the management team behind me have to sit back and talk to other promoters and stuff and see what can happen. Yeah, so hopefully a fight in Vegas would be nice.
Well, that would be fantastic. Well, look, congratulations, Ben. Amazing we're talking to you this morning. I can't believe that. I thought you'd be fast asleep. You know,
I can never stop. They call me Duracell Jones for a reason. I just don't stop moving. I can't help it.
Oh, brilliant.